Plans by the government to regulate crisis pregnancy agencies have been described by Human Life International Chief Executive Patrick McChrystal as an atrocious attack on constitutional freedoms. The second stage of this private member's bill, entitled Health and Social Care Professionals Amendment Bill 2016, passed the second stage in the Dáil last night, and Patrick McChrystal joins me on the line now. Patrick McChrystal, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Aidan. It's good to be on the show.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Patrick McChrystal, what is the difficulty which you have with this piece of legislation? Because it's a very, very short piece of legislation, but you obviously have your difficulties with it.
We have great difficulties about it, Aidan, because this is not really about regulation. Regulation would be a good thing properly understood, and we all would welcome that when properly applied. But we believe that this is what we would call a brazen attempt to deny women hearing the whole truth about abortion from a Catholic, pro-life and scientific viewpoint. Now, we have a total package approach in our crisis pregnancy counselling agency, AS Magella, and we have personnel who are trained in obstetrics, gynaecology, nursing, counselling, pharmacy, public health, marriage counselling, and we provide a service that's instant, it's free appointment, there's a medical diagnosis, pregnancies confirmed, what gestation, an assessment, then as many recurrent consultations as necessary, we'll give an ultrasound scan, we give women support at the hospital before and during the birth at the hospital, continuous ongoing support after the pregnancy, liaison with the social services, Gardaí, HSE, the courts, all the different aspects of it, and then financial and practical resources if required. Now, we have taken about 4,000 phone calls over the last 15 years. There's been about 2,000 face-to-face consultations. There's been roughly 500 babies saved, 500 children who are in our schools and playing on our playgrounds today, thanks to our work. And there hasn't been one legitimate complaint about how women have been treated. And without even consulting us, giving us a phone call, the government has, particularly through Brendan Howland, have taken it upon themselves to legislate against us and to regulate in such a way we believe that we won't be allowed to free to exercise our Catholic and legitimate Catholic and pro-life viewpoint.
Can I just hold you there, yes. Patrick McChrystal? Can I quote to you from the minister's speech in the Dáil last week in relation to the second stage of the bill? He said, "The people requiring protection in this case are women who are experiencing a crisis pregnancy and are seeking support at a time of extreme distress and vulnerability. Instances have come to light where services purporting to provide objective advice and support were in fact serving their own agenda with little regard for women, their health or their welfare. Health information should be just that, not an opportunity to push an agenda, mislead and scaremonger." And isn't the minister attempting to essentially rein in individuals or organisations which have their own agenda, and your organisation is one of those because you clearly do have an agenda?
Yeah, the minister didn't specify what gender or misinformation he's talking about. There was a media interview recently with one of the agencies, and there was great controversy arose whether there was a connection between abortion and subsequent breast cancer in women, which there is, and also whether there is a statistically higher chance of some child neglect and child abuse where a woman has an abortion. Now, the science is there, the statistics are there, and this was rubbished by Mr. Peter Boylan and Rhonda Mahoney in a subsequent interview. But the scientific information is there, and ladies deserve to know the entire truth of the matter. What we're concerned about is we want to be directive. We're there as a, and we're making no bones about it. We're life affirming and we're there to help the ladies keep their babies. Now, we have 50% of the ladies that come to us in a typical month are very pro-abortion minded. When they sit down and they get a listening ear and they hear somebody who understands, whether it's our doctor or a nurse or one of our counsellors, and they realise here's somebody who actually cares, here they're able to offload all their fears and concerns, and all of a sudden the world doesn't seem so bad anymore. And we have dozens, literally dozens, if not hundreds of women who've come back to us and said, I'm so glad I called your line compared to ringing one of the other options. And we believe women should be free to come to an agency like this and get the level of care and concern and indeed protection and help that they deserve to get.
But can I make this point to you, Patrick? A crisis pregnancy, I think it's fair to say that most of us would agree that a crisis pregnancy is probably one of the most stressful events in a woman's life, which can place her in a very vulnerable position. Now, surely what's required is a service which is free, if at all possible, but more than that is non-judgmental. And isn't the service which you provide very much judgmental?
No, it's not judgmental. We don't say, you know, you're doing right or you're doing wrong, but we do start from the viewpoint that life is sacred from the very first moment and has the right to be cherished. And when women, even when they're pro-abortion, and some of them even adamantly pro-abortion, and they come to us when they start to see things a wee bit clearer and they calm down, because they are in a very stressed situation, all of a sudden things don't seem so bad, and many of them choose to keep their babies. Now, I believe the whole system is rigged. There's a whole thing here. This all started with media reports. It wasn't a government investigation. It wasn't complaints of real misabuse. It started with media reports and an undercover journalist. And then Brendan Howland admitted that it started with individuals in the Labour Party who are also connected to Choice Ireland. And then it moves on that Minister Harris then, knows full well that the Irish Family Planning Association were caught on tape telling women to lie to their doctors that the abortion that they have had was a miscarriage. And this was an appalling discovery. And Mr. Harris has done absolutely nothing, because he's working with the Irish Family Planning Association. And then the trail gets even better. The CEO of the HSE right now is none other than Mr. Tony O'Brien, former director of the Irish Family Planning Association, who was appointed by Minister Riley a few years ago to be the head of the HSE. And the whole
I think it's fair to assume that in relation to the Director General of the HSE, he went through the process and he was appointed by the minister. Surely you're not suggesting that these people are in some way involved in peddling a particular point of view on behalf of the state.
I am absolutely.
But what evidence have you for that?
Well, for example, you just take the Select Committee, where the bill went through on Thursday night and has been put to a Select Committee of seven people. Every one of those, or virtually every one of those, are known to be avidly pro-abortion. And what chance does a committee or an agency like us, that's relatively small, that's run by many volunteers, many people are doing it out of the goodness of their heart, how are they going to receive a favourable hearing from seven, most of whom we know for sure are definitely pro-abortion?
But isn't it also the case that information is being provided that clearly is neither truthful nor objective? And again, the minister is attempting to regulate that particular sector of which you are a member.
Yeah, there hasn't been one piece of information that I've been told that isn't true or has been misleading to women, because we can back up absolutely every single word we say. And then we hear it in the news then that this Mr. George Soros is funding the Irish Family Planning Association. Now, who is this billionaire? Who does he think he is coming into our country and putting hundreds of thousands of euros into our society to agitate for the abortion of our children? And this is done with the full knowledge of the government.
We all know that both sides in this debate... No, wait a minute,
worse.
Patrick. We all know that both sides in this debate are resourced by funds from outside the jurisdiction. We know that.
There's absolutely no, that is not the truth. There's hundreds of thousands coming to the Irish Family Planning Association, and you can be pretty sure we're not getting any money from outside to produce a pro-life thing. And then you have the whole thing then of the timing of this, just during the Citizens' Assembly, the whole hurrah about the Eighth Amendment. And what they're looking to do is to clear the board with anybody who has a differing viewpoint. And we contend that women have the right to have an authentic pro-life agency that will cherish them and their unborn baby and help bring their child to birth.
But if you think of positive options, this is the crisis pregnancy service that's funded and overseen by the HSE. Now, that provides counselling in 50 locations across the country and, as far as I know, has never been found wanting in terms of the advice which it administers.
There's big problems with positive options because the organisations involved in positive options have to be non-directive. And that means that if a woman comes into them looking to have an abortion, they can't steer her away from that. And we know that, for example, Life and Cura, who are good organisations, and there are good people working in Life and Cura, because they've accepted government money, they are now forced to be non-directive. And it also on the positive options website, a woman is directed away from them, and they're told, if you want to keep your baby, go to Life or Cura, but if you don't want to keep your baby or you want for an abortion, go for these others. And what this really comes down to, Aidan, is there's two gospels, if you want to use the word, going on here. There's one, the sanctity of life, and there's one of choice. There's one that's for God and his laws, and there's one against God.
And what do you say to the person who doesn't believe in God?
Yeah, well, you see, there's either one or the other. There's no in between.
No, but what about the person who doesn't believe in God and wants an abortion?
Well, you see, the person who doesn't believe in God, we trust that God in his mercy will take everyone where they're at, whether they're believers or not. But when it really comes down to, we're either going to follow God's laws or we're not. And you see, this term gets bandied around, these rogue crisis pregnancy agents. Well, we renounce that term in the strongest possible terms, because we're dealing with people here who are honest to goodness, good Catholic people, sons and daughters of God, and there are no rogues. And we renounce in the strongest possible
terms. Can I make this point to you, Patrick? What the minister is seeking to do here, and we have moved off the actual piece of legislation itself, which, as I say, went to second stage last week. What the minister is seeking to do here is to regulate professions which may be involved in advising women who find themselves in a crisis pregnancy. Now, I don't know what status your organisation has, but isn't the minister perfectly entitled to legislate in order to essentially protect women from receiving information that might be anything but of benefit to them?
We have no problem of regulation properly understood and properly applied, and in that sense it's right and proper. But we have a big problem with the minister going ahead and starting this legislative process without even giving us a phone call or asking us to come in and see him. In fact, we wrote three times to the Minister of Health back a few years ago, not Mr. Harris at the moment, we're going to do that, asking for a meeting, and we were denied that meeting. We also wrote to the Crisis Pregnancy Association and asked them for a meeting, and we were not given a meeting. And then without consulting with us, they go and start this legislative process, because when you look where this is coming from, Aidan, it's a Labour Party initiated initiative, and we all know where they stand, and they cannot bear another viewpoint having free expression. And when if we get away with this is a manifestation of a totalitarian state seeking to come down on anything that's Catholic and has a different viewpoint. And we know what happened, Mr. Trump, whether you like Mr. Trump or whether you don't, he talked about the media being rigged and everybody thought he was nuts. But when it really came out, all the opinion polls were shown to have been rigged. And then you had Brexit.
Well, I don't know whether, I'm not going into, I'm not going to start talking about Trump and Brexit in relation to a discussion on this particular
issue. The ordinary people on the ground are wakening up. We don't have to listen to the manipulative voices that the establishment and the government is trying to do.
Well, time will tell in relation to this matter, but can I just bring you back to this, because really and truly I don't want to discuss Brexit and I don't want to discuss Donald Trump. I've done enough of that on this programme in recent times. Can I just ask you this question, Patrick? In terms of your organisation, Human Life International, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as health and social care professionals providing services, or what do you see yourself as?
We see ourselves as a group of individuals qualified in obstetrics, gynecology, nursing, counselling, pharmacy, public health, marriage counselling, pro-abortion counselling, who are giving off our time and efforts to help women keep their babies.
I presume that should be anti-abortion counselling rather than pro-abortion counselling.
We are life-affirming, totally life-affirming, and we're upfront about that. We have nothing to hide, and that's why I'm aggrieved that Minister Harris has started this process in the way that he has, and we will fight it.
Well, can you just on final point, Patrick, in relation to the piece of legislation, and it's the amendment bill, and it's amending the Health and Social Care Professionals Care Act of 2005, and section 4 of that designates 12 professions, including dietitian, social worker, speech and language therapist, to be on that list governed by the legislation. The amendment that was passed last week, adds to that list crisis pregnancy counsellor. That is to say, and I'm quoting from the act, or from the bill rather, that is to say, a person who engages in and holds himself, herself or itself out as having experience or expertise to engage in the activity of giving information, advice and counselling to pregnant women in relation to pregnancies that are not planned or desired by them. What is wrong with that?
On the face of it, that sounds fine. But what our great difficulty is, we believe that the freedom to exercise a life-affirming Catholic sanctity of life message will not be permitted in the secular marketplace. And that's where we believe they're going to try and eliminate our voice. But as I said, when it comes down to it, there's two gospels here. It's the choice or the protection of the sanctity of life. And we're holding out for the sanctity of life. And women deserve to hear the whole truth from a Catholic and scientific viewpoint. And we so many women come back to us and say, thank you, I'm so glad I called your line rather than one of the others. And they deserve to have that choice.
Very good. We must leave it there. Patrick McChrystal of Human Life International, thank you very much indeed for taking our call this afternoon.